This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, John Prine for you here. Just like we're just trying to guide you right into Paul and Jordana. Feeling easy? Oh, yeah. I like to stir things up on Twitter, as you may or may not know. And a good friend of mine posted a list. Now, you know Blois Olson, the morning take. He's on with Vanita. I know Vanita tried to get rid of him, but it's tough to shake a Blois, if you know what I mean. Blois posts nonsense posts, lists, just designed to make people mad, and it works like a charm. Chad gets so mad about...
Yeah, he does.
He's so mad about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he does.
And you're like, Chad, like, it's just a bit. Like, Blois is trying to get you mad, and you get so mad. It's very entertaining.
It really is, yeah.
It's really great. But my friend Danny Breedall put together what he called the authoritative list of closed Minnesota restaurants we miss the most. And already we're getting great texts at 651-461-9226. You're welcome to call in, too. You know, we're in kind of an interesting phase with restaurants where, boy, 2 years ago at the start of the pandemic, if you asked me, I would have thought we would have had hundreds of restaurants close. And they're struggling, don't get me wrong, but for the most part, places have made it. We haven't had any more closures than you would have in a normal year, at least. I mean, that's, you know, we lost the high end. We lost the 4-star restaurants. A lot of those closed. But we're sort of moving in that. I know, like, no one wants to hear this in the food world, but we are sort of moving that way anyway. Expense account dining is out. Counter service dining is in. These things kind of come and go, and I think that's where we're at now. But the list of, are you ready for the list? And then you can agree or disagree. And I love the text. So 651-461-9226. Here we go. Danny Breedall's definitive list. Number one, JP's American Bistro. JP's was great. That was a really good. Number two, Town Talk Diner. Town Talk Diner was on Lake Street, right at Minnehaha. It was the first place I had a craft cocktail. First place I learned, like, whoa.
That was a thing.
That was a thing. They did, like, boozy shakes. Incredible cocktail program. But the best thing about that place was when you walked in there, they would ask people to move so you could have two seats together at the bar. And people were always, like, sharing the now in the COVID era.
Oh, yeah,
it freak everybody out. But people would be like, oh, try this, try that. It just was such a friendly, warm place. Modern Cafe, number three. Oh, that place was so great. Northeast Minneapolis. Auriga, Rossi's Blue Star Room, Heidi's, Porky's. Little nod to, like, Porky's. Mangini's, The Strip Club, and Filio. Dan Cook, how many of those restaurant names do you recognize?
I recognize most of them.
That's good?
Yeah.
I know you're not like a hardcore foodie.
Whatever a foodie is, however you want to define foodie,
yes.
Whatever the opposite end of that spectrum is sort of where I live.
Correct.
So, yeah. No, I mean, I've recognized most of those names.
That's good.
I don't know that I've ever been to any of those places.
I think we all like have the kind of emotional connection, right? Like most of the places that people say that they miss in this town predate my time here. And I've been here for 18 years. But so, like, one of our texters misses the Nankin downtown. So the Nankin was right on Hennepin. And it's been a spot that restaurants just haven't been able to crack since then. It was actually an Olive Garden, I think, when I first moved here. So the Nankin, Doc Cafe in Stillwater, the Forum Cafeteria, that is going back. That is going back.
And you're seeing a little bit of that, like Butcher and the Boar, didn't they close and then they're reopening in a different spot or under different...
Yeah, management? Butcher and the Boar, that's an interesting one because Butcher and the Boar was open for a long time at Hennepin in like 12th, 11th and 12th. It was open for about 5 years and then went out of business, not because it wasn't popular, but I think it was more like the financial strains that that restaurant was on because they were building a second location out in Charleston, South Carolina. I think that was a big factor. But then that building reopened as like the Butcher's Tale. And now there's another restaurant called Butcher and the Boar. It's so confusing. That restaurant's going to open maybe in the North Loop. We'll see if that opens or not.
And then one of the other ones that I actually had gone to was in Robbinsdale, Pig Ate My Pizza.
Yes, just closed.
Just closed.
Just closed. Pig Ate My Pizza, which is rebooted as Nouvelle Brewing. And it's supposed to be a little more like the spirit of the original Travail that was in Robbinsdale. So a little more like kind of ragtag group of wild chefs coming up with crazy stuff. So I'm excited to check that out. I gotta take that. Filio is a place that's sort of legendary here in the Twin Cities in Uptown. Because the happy hour was so cheap. And I remember being a young reporter. And I know some of you who watch me on TV are like, I can't even imagine you as young. But I was only 28 when I started here. And we would go have happy hour at Filio. It was great. Eddie Webster's on the 494 Strip. So this predates me, too. The 494 Strip in the South Metro used to be the spot. Like, the nightclubs were out there. That was where the energy was. Which is so funny to think about for me. Like, the idea of, like, heading down to, like, 494, right on, like, the south side of 494 in the Eden Prairie area, Bloomington. That was the hotspot. Isn't that weird? It just seems so strange to me. Now, like, I think you would say Uptown was. Now Uptown is essentially abandoned. Not many restaurants there right now. North Loop is where the action is right now, right? I think that's where most of the energy is. You have that mix of bars and restaurants that you need, like a place like the Free House that's casual. And the Loop Bar kind of becomes a party bar at night. So does Nolo. But then you have like Burrow. Yeah, it's a good Joe Sensor's. Yeah, Joe Sensor's was another spot down there on the 494. I feel like we used to have, and I wonder if this is an opportunity for somebody. There used to be a sports bar culture.
Yes, very much so.
You know, Champs was a real hot spot when I first came here. Mm-hmm. I wonder what happened to that. Do you think the social media aspect of sports watching and the fantasy aspect changed it so it's still communal but in a different way?
I think it was more about the availability to see every game you could possibly want to see at home on your big TV with your kitchen and your bathroom right there. Because I think a lot of what people are doing when they're going to sports bars is seeing, you know,
so you can
on a
watch
Sunday,
them all.
You could watch all the games. Well, you can do that at home now.
Yeah,
and I think that sort of killed the sports bar culture.
I think this 494 corridor is coming back, and one of our texters points out that it's parking, parking, parking. That's why it was so hot. Yeah. But I just wonder about the drunk driving aspect of it, right? But I guess if you live in that area, I don't know. But I think people used to come from all over.
Sure. Well, nowadays, you know, with Uber and Lyft, and I mean, there's 1,000 different ways to get a ride home if you've overconsumed.
Yeah, that's true. Your options are really good.
Yeah.
Great text. Really appreciate it. Kind of fun to go down memory lane there. 251. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Just in the interest of accuracy, because, you know, I mean, that's what I do. I anchor the morning news. Fake news, that's not me.
No, I think your nickname is Mr. Accuracy, isn't it?
Thank you, yeah. It is, yes. Exergen, actually, is they sponsor me. So Vanita did not try to get rid of Blois. That was Jimmy Erickson who tried to get rid of him.
Oh,
but
okay.
Vanita did not. So I just want to correct the record.
Well, it's good that you would do that, yeah.
I feel bad about it. So Blois is beloved. Actually, I will be publishing on Twitter the definitive list of Blois's. And Blois,
he was salty today. He was going after the Wordle folk, and I don't appreciate.
Why do people
that.
Go at Wordle? Wordle is very, very popular. I play Wordle. I like it. There is a certain subset of the internet that enjoys taking a dump on anything that makes other people happy.
And their leader is Blois Olson.
I mean, who cares? Play Wordle, don't play Wordle.
And stay off of Blois's lawn. That's what I learned this morning.
That's how we have to do it. Paul and Jordana coming up here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Timberwolves in action tonight, late tonight, right? Is that right or am I wrong? I think they're playing tonight. Yeah, it's at 9 o'clock. They're playing the Warriors at the Chase Center. 9 o'clock tip-off, so stay up late. And let me know how the game goes, because I will be on TV tomorrow morning at 4:30.
We'll see if Ant goes into Black Jesus mode again. That'd be great.
Absolutely. Fun hanging out with you. I'll see you again tomorrow on Chad's show here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!